We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
Embrace the suck.
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Well, I think we do a decent job for guys who suck.
Dirt and Sprague.
Why do we suck so much?
On the Fan Sports Network.
Here's to those who love
me. Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan. 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. Live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your weekends were fantastic. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. The Firm with Harrison Meringue coming up next.
Swagalicious.
In about an hour. Lots to get to here in the final hour of the show. I'm going to start with some baseball stuff because something just came out that I'd like to talk about. But before we do that,
bit of a breaking news nugget.
This is a nice little nugget.
Can't wait for baseball not to be played for a calendar year.
Yeah, this is a bad omen for the future.
What are we going to do with no baseball?
I did also see earlier in the show that for the first time this season, Now this is just in one book, so I don't know if other books have been the same as this. We have a new favorite to win American League MVP.
Really?
For the first time this year, Cal Raleigh at BetMGM is now the favorite at minus 135 after his, what I believe, 41st home run yesterday?
Yeah, he got to 41, but it also helps that Aaron Judge might be out for a very long time.
Aaron Judge is now plus 105. Cal Raleigh now minus 135. So first time all year. Last week, Aaron Judge was minus 650.
Which is insane to me.
And Cal Raleigh was plus 300. So if you would have bet this a week ago at plus 300, you've already got incredible value.
Well, if you listened to Back to the Futures with Brandon Sprague and Will Ortner about a month ago, I told you Cal Raleigh, bet him for the MVP.
Put some money on that thing.
Well, look, I first of all, those odds are crazy ridiculous before the injury to Judge. Cal Raleigh's having a historic season from a catcher standpoint. Aaron Judge having a good Aaron Judge year. But it's not 65 homers good, and I think narratives take shape. And then he wins the home run derby, and I just think that helps his case. If the Mariners make the playoff, who's going to get all the credit for that? It's going to be Cal Raleigh. So that's ridiculous. It was like a plus 300 and a minus 650.
Isn't that wild, the odds shift there?
But it should be. He should be the favorite. He is not cooled down at all. He was kind of the only thing they had going in a couple of those moments for the Mariners over the weekend, despite losing that series to the Angels. I think, if he can get to, 41 now? Man, if he finishes at 55
home runs for a catcher is bananas.
To 60? If he gets to even 60, and I don't know if he has time to do that, but if he gets to 55, I don't know how he doesn't win the league MVP.
What's the most home runs a catcher's ever hit in a season? Do we know that?
I don't know that.
No, that's not top of our head.
I know he's close to beating my guy.
Okay, well,
Lopez.
Yeah, maybe we did ask this recently, and we were like, "Wait, what?" It was Salvador Perez, 48.
That's right, 48.
He's seven away from tying the all-time record for a catcher.
It's July
for home runs.
It's July.
It's July 28th. It's not even August yet. He's got two full months to do it. So, barring an injury, you know that he's going to set that mark because there's no way he only hits five or six home runs the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But I saw that. It was interesting. I didn't realize that the odd market had looked that way. And for people of value or who listen,
tune into gambling shows on Sunday nights, you probably got a good little piece of information there, because earlier this year, Judge was a minus 10,000 favorite to win the MVP.
What was Raleigh at that time?
Oh, God, I can't. I mean, if he's minus 10,000, you're not going to have another guy that's close to that. So you would have got incredible value if you bet Cal Raleigh back in like May when Judge was on that historic start to the season. So I saw that earlier, thought it was interesting. This is a bad omen for the sport, though. So we know likely in the WNBA, we're heading towards a lockout. They say, pay us what you owe us. That's going to come about in a year.
I have appreciated some of the people because for some reason it's been controversial that the women want to be paid more
money. More than $70,000 a year, whatever the base salary is.
How weird is that, you know? But I've appreciated people that have pointed out the numbers, the billion-dollar TV stuff and the revenue and the viewership. Like, this is going in a direction. They are going to get paid.
It's going in the right direction as a sport.
So I don't really know what the anti-pay them argument is for the WNBA.
That's right.
But baseball... And this one is right around the corner.
So the CBA in Major League Baseball expires on December 1st of 2026. So they have to have a new collective bargaining agreement going into that. And going into that next round of collective bargaining, there are a lot of owners who are pushing for some form of a hard salary cap in Major League Baseball. It's something that Rob Manfred has floated out. They want to get rid of these high-spending teams. They want to balance things out a little bit, the haves and the have-nots. They want a salary cap. Shockingly, the Players Association is about as against that as they could be anything. They don't want to limit what the players can make. They don't want structures or, you know, caps on how much teams can pay and all that, because it's going to limit what players can make. Well, this just came out from Jeff Passan here in the last handful of minutes that evidently last week, the Major League Baseball commissioner, I guess, is going around team to team and having these little clubhouse meetings with different teams.
He's trying to, you know, pick their brains a little bit. Hey, how do you feel
about
this?
How are things going, guys? Let's sit down, right? You think about those meetings you have at work where they're like, hey, we need you to stay an extra longer, or the boss is in town today, we got to go sit down. Manfred's doing that with baseball teams, and he went and sat down with the Philadelphia Phillies last week, and in sitting down with them, at one point in the meeting, he got face-to-face with Bryce Harper, who told him to get the bleep out of our clubhouse if he wanted to continue to talk about the implementation of a salary cap.
Now, this was described as nose to nose.
Nose to nose.
So if we're rubbing nose tips,
you're Eskimo kissing,
that's...
Well, I think Bryce Harper's nose is probably on Manfred's forehead, if you know how tall.
Oh, he might have looked down. Manfred's not a very tall guy.
Yes.
Very true.
Might have looked down.
Could be chin to forehead, but not quite nose to nose.
See,
maybe?
I have the nose to nose, him kind of bending his head down at Manfred.
Down. And Manfred looking up.
Yeah, and his, like, now
touching tips.
Yeah, the top of Manfred's tip nose with
there
his nose.
There is no way the MLB Players Association will ever accept a salary cap of any sort. They will have to break the union, and that would take years of not playing Major League Baseball, and nobody can afford to do that.
And also on top of that, though, too, like how many team owners would you have to vote on this to have it go into effect? Because why would certain Major League Baseball teams vote for a salary cap? Why would the Dodgers want a salary cap? Why would the Yankees want a salary cap? Why would the Red Sox want a salary cap?
No,
the Rangers
it's
in the way
the
they
poor
spend.
Teams wanting the rich
it's
teams.
The poor.
It's the Mariners. Yes. It's the Pirates. It's the teams that don't spend any money to try and win that want a salary cap.
Yeah.
But that's not going to help you because you're still not going to spend any money. It's just going to limit what other teams can spend. It's not going to make the Pirates spend money on their roster. It's laughable.
Well,
so I don't even know if they're going to have enough owner support for this.
When you do have, if you look at, though, I know in the NBA, I believe the NHL is the same. There's also a cap floor. You have to spend like 90 or 95% of it. You can't have a salary cap and then get all this shared revenue and not spend it on payroll.
Yes, which is exactly what cheap teams do.
Well, that would hurt the Pirates.
And that would hurt the Pirates and the Rays and some other clubs. No, the owners need to figure out their revenue sharing better than they are now. And the problem is a lot of the mid to small market teams with the regional sports networks dying, they don't have a Yes Network. They don't have a Dodger deal with Spectrum Sportsnet or whatever the hell it is to generate billions upon billions in those big markets. So, but no, the players will go to their grave. They will die on that hill. I don't know how it ever gets. So they may try to put more luxury tax implement, facets in place But I don't ever think they're going to curb the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Red Sox and the Cubs and whoever else gets a multi-billion-dollar owner to come in.
It's always been the way the sports
works. And wants to spend money on players to win a World Series.
So here's the backstory of the meeting. So he's sitting in the clubhouse, Manfred is, having this conversation with the Phillies. Harper, according to Passan, was sitting in a chair holding a bat, quiet for the majority of the meeting, just listening to everything. Holding a bat, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's not intimidating at all.
And as the topic of Major League Baseball proposing a cap and holding firm to it was brought up, Harper stood up and said, they're not scared to lose 162 games. Basically, we will hold out for an entire, you will lose an entire season.
Yeah, I love Bryce Harper. I've defended Bryce when people
It's easy for him
him
to say that. It's so not easy to say that for the vast majority of the guys in the big leagues who are not making that level of money. He then stood up after saying that, and he walked towards the middle of the room where he came face-to-face with Manfred and said, if you want to speak about that, you can get the bleep out of our clubhouse. Manfred, according to sources, responded, I'm not going to get the bleep out of here, saying it was important to talk about Major League Baseball business and ways to grow the game. Nick Castellanos, of all people,
was he shaking when he's like, I'm not gonna leave here.
Nick Castellanos, of all people, who is known to be at the center of controversy, not for anything that he's actually done,
he had a home run in the middle of conversation.
He absolutely went yard right in the middle of the conversation.
Yes.
He tried to defuse it, according to sources, by saying, I have more questions. And then the meeting continued. Harper and Manfred eventually shook hands, though Harper denied to answer phone calls from Manfred the next day. Castellanos told ESPN it was pretty intense, definitely passionate, both of them. Commissioner giving it back to Bryce, Bryce giving it to the commissioner. Mm. That's Harp. He's been doing this since he was 15 years old.
Yep.
It's just another day. I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
But it's highlighting the baseball is in an interesting spot.
The last thing they need right now
is a
labor stoppage and no baseball to happen.
You can't do it again, dude. You can't.
They're about
killed the sport in 94. They flirted with it a million times. You cannot do this again.
It's funny. My brother gave me a video recording, a VHS recording of the Braves Game 6 against Cleveland, the 95 World Series. Mm-hmm. And it's the closing game. Glavin's on the bump. The funny thing is listening to the like right as the game's going to start. I think it's Costas is on the call.
That sounds right.
He's basically like... Yeah, the fans have been booing the players this year because they got all the blame for that lockout.
That's the way that it usually works.
And that is how it usually goes because, of course, the players stop being greedy as everybody defends the billionaires, which is so odd to me.
Very weird.
A lot of bootlickers out there. But they're negotiating TV rights deals. They're trying to get ESPN back in the fold for Sunday Night Baseball. And they're negotiating with Apple. And, like, what are those conversations like, and what is the media holders saying in response to this kind of story?
Yeah.
It's problematic. They can come out and Harper can say, it wasn't quite what like that, and it was a little contentious, but we're fine. They can come out and defend it and say that, but I don't know, man. Like, if I'm a media partner or a potential one that's looking to spend hundreds of millions of dollars, I have real questions. Like, am I going to give you money and then you're not going to play for a calendar year? That's a problem for me.
Yeah. Well, the other issue that baseball has is just the sheer inventory of games they're trying to get on, you know, the linear networks in primetime spots, and their season kills them in September when the most meaningful games of the regular season
are
going up
football,
against
football. Yeah. I'll tell you one quick fix that I'll give you here, Rob Manfred, a piece of free advice. The local TV deals in the vast majority of the markets are crumbling and not worth what they were outside of an LA Yankee, right? Your few Red Sox, I'm sure, are great. Like, you got your outliers. The vast majority of them are on bad TV deals, and the networks are looking to bail from them. And we've gone through this with the Blazers, right? Who have gone from Comcast Sports Northwest to Root Sports, which was a disaster, now to, hey, do you have an antenna? We'll go right to you if you got an antenna. Mm-hmm. Things are changing. End the blackouts.
Yep.
First thing you do, end the blackouts. You want to buy your team's games? Whatever MLB TV is for the year, it is one of the best apps that I use on my smart TV. It works great. You get unbelievable quality. You can change the broadcast. Yep. You can put on the radio commentators. You can fast forward. You can watch replays of games. It is one of the most functioning, high-working apps that exists on my smart TV and my tablet, my phone.
I think
it accessible for everybody. If I live in this market and I have YouTube TV and I can't watch Mariner games and I want to watch Mariner games, let me buy MLTV and watch Mariner games. This is not complicated.
It is, as a subscriber of both the MLB League or NBA League Pass and the extra innings package to watch my Braves games, it's kind of a joke how much better the MLB app is to use than the NBA. NBA League Pass is great for access and to watch. It's a terrible app.
Yep.
And the quality, the picture quality's terrible, and it freezes, and you do the four games at once thing, it'll load, and it's just a nightmare. And I can't believe in 2025 it's that bad. Whereas I've never had a problem watching Braves games.
Never an issue.
A single time. I choose my broadcast. The picture quality's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
That go eventually too is just a la carte games. Like, I just want to watch this. I have an evening.
Yeah.
Here you go. I don't know what you price it at, $4.95, something nominal, like renting a movie off of whatever.
It's crazy. A Friday night. I'm at home. How about $1.99 for the game?
A good deal,
yeah,
right?
Whatever
now,
the price would be,
goes such a long way. I was just driving into a grocery store the other day, and it's a strip mall kind of spot, right? There's a bunch of stores. There's a sign right out there, and it's a haircut place, and it's like haircut special $10.99, and it's a pretty famous haircut chain. And I say to my wife, "I promise you, I used to get haircuts at this place. My mom would take me because it was pretty cheap. It was $10 back then.
Yeah."
And it's $10.99.
That's a great deal.
Like, that place isn't keeping up with inflation at all, but they're getting you in because, man, that's great pricing.
It's a hell of a deal.
If you do something like that, you'll get people to do it, because if you feel like you're getting a deal right now, that's the time to strike with that.
Yeah, I didn't see this storyline coming up on the show today, but you get a report like that Bryce Harper's going face-to-face with the commissioner, telling him to get the bleep out of their clubhouse.
Stuffed him in a trash can.
I mean, he would whoop the absolute hell out of Rob Manfred.
I don't think he would be allowed to.
No.
I think even teammates are like, Bryce, stop it.
You're going to kill this guy.
This man will not breathe right now.
Rob is not going to survive.
Schwarbs would have gotten over there and go, you don't want this out of heat here, pal. We need ya.
We'll see how this all works out for baseball. But to Cal Raleigh, to the beginning of the segment now, the favorite to win the MVP in the American League. That's very cool for him. Yeah. Let's go down to Eugene Dusty. He's probably live at Autzen Stadium right now, getting ready. Oregon Media Day is going on today. Our Duck Insider and our brand man is down there getting ready to go talk to the players, the storylines that he's most curious to hear about. That is next, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, look, you think you'd take two steps forward, and sometimes it's not two steps forward. Proud member of the firm just came in during the commercial break, Patrick Harris. to inform me I'm still indeed saying it wrong.
What are you talking about?
It's not the firm with Harrison Meringue.
Of.
It's the firm of Harrison Meringue.
Yeah.
So I would like to publicly apologize to proud firm member Patrick Harris.
They're sports divorce attorneys.
And I will...
Any athletes in the relationship, they'll handle that divorce.
Do all that I can to get the name of the show right. Starting now.
What's coming up next?
The firm of...
Of, yeah.
Yeah, Harrison Meringue.
Yeah. Do we have the brand man?
I don't know. I'm getting a hold sign. Hold it. You know what we're doing right now? We're doing the Jonathan Smith. Do the Jonathan Smith.
I'll still never forgive
everybody. Do the
administration for making him apologize for milking action.
That's an all-time boneheaded move by Oregon State Athletics to not capitalize on that opportunity.
He wouldn't have apologized if they didn't bring it up.
No.
He's like,
you should have made t-shirts immediately. That should have been a branding opportunity. Like, the grass is damn green in Eugene, and now we got t-shirts everywhere in Eugene. Where's my milking t-shirts in Corvallis? Yeah. You got cows down there, too. Joining us now to talk about the grass being damn green in Eugene is our very own Duck Insider, Duck Sideline Reporter, and brand man. Dusty Hera, the fan man himself. Dusty, good morning to you. Does it smell like football in Eugene today?
Well, I'm not quite to Eugene yet, but I'm sure it will.
Thanks,
Swag. I mean, this is the... Well, I will tell you this, guys. I may have gotten a little bit distracted and a little bit sideways because as I was driving through Salem and I got to Albany, I was sitting there and I said, holy smokes, I got the fan in crystal clear quality.
Let's go, baby.
On FM 105.1.
Let's go, baby.
All the way down, it's been crystal clear. I can hear your guys' beautiful voices all morning long. So that has made me happy. I've been driving a little bit slower. I've been taking a little bit of time.
I love it. Well, I'm still screwing up names, so don't worry. That's still continuing on here. We're almost a week, and I'll figure it out at some point. I'll start 30,000-foot view, Dusty. What is the most interesting thing for you going into today? Any topic, storyline, position group, player? We saw, obviously, the three big names in the landing last week. What is the thing that you're most excited to hear about, talk about, listen to about today?
I'm interested to hear, obviously, a lot has been made about the quarterback battle, and there isn't a quarterback being named yet. Dante Moore is on Heisman list, right? And he's a guy that you could bet on for futures for the Heisman Trophy. And hearing from both Dante Moore and Austin Novosad are obviously going to be really important. And to kind of hear what this vibe and in the tone around the team is, right? You go year one under Dan Lanning was 3 losses. Year two, it was 2 losses. Or year three, 1 loss for Dan Lanning, right, in an undefeated regular season. And just kind of what that chip on the shoulder looks like from the rest of the team. We heard it from Lanning on in Big Ten Media Days in Vegas, where, you know, they're pushing all in on this season and kind of what that message from top to bottom is going to be. And make no bones about it, man, there's a lot of change with this team. And I thought you made a decent point a couple weeks ago, Dirt, when you said the expectation when you start recruiting forward, and this started with Mario Cristobal, was building the recruiting base, and then Dan Lanning has taken it to another level of when you get to a certain point as a program, what you need to do then is you are backfilling and you are loading that thing up. And the names are going to change, but the expectations aren't. And the guys that they're looking for to kind of fill those gaps is going to be interesting to me because there's a lot of talk about wide receiver and there's a lot of talk about quarterback. But on the defensive side of the ball, the secondary is brand new. A lot of portal pieces, a lot of guys that have kind of worked their names way up, and you heard their names in the recruiting cycle. But the defensive line is the big one for me, and seeing how they replaced Derek Carmen, Jamari Caldwell.
Yeah. We had Adam Rittenberg on earlier, Dusty, and he basically said Oregon is at the point, and to Dirt's credit, he kind of said this last week, so we don't need to pat him on the back too much here. But, like, Rittenberg...
No, you can continue. It's great. I'm enjoying this.
Rittenberg said... Oregon is the kind of program now in college football that the expectation for Oregon is the playoff. And, you know, not that that's shocking to hear, but it's just like, I think that kind of speaks to what you're talking about of replacing talent, even in years where you're not sure about certain guys at certain spots. It's almost a trust and a benefit of the doubt that Lanning has those guys, the right guys, I guess, plugged into the right places.
Yeah. I mean, and look to, I know they're going to kind of downplay all of those expectations, but being one of the top 12 teams in college football, yeah, I think that is kind of the expectation, and how that looks for Oregon moving forward and being one of the top 10 teams. This is a top 10 program. So being in the top eight, yeah, absolutely. That is something that, you know, they're striving for and they're looking for. And so last year was, I mean, I don't think anybody expected 13-0 through the Big Ten and winning a Big Ten conference championship in kind of the way that they did. But the expectation to be a playoff team means that you're one of the top two or three teams in the Big Ten this year. And when you look at the schedule this year, and, you know, Ohio State is not on that schedule, and that's going to be a big one. You've got a huge trip out to Penn State. But there are landmines across the Big Ten that will always happen, and games are going to be a lot tighter than you anticipate them to be throughout the course of a schedule, because you got a target on your back now. And that should be the expectation to be a playoff team. But where it goes from here, this is going to be the hard part for Lanning, is to keep it rolling, right? It's hard to climb and get to the top of the mountain. And they were the number one seed last year, but the top of the mountain is somewhere that, you know, Lanning has always said is much higher than just being the number one overall seed.
Yeah, we're talking with Esty Hara, our own brand man, our Duck Insider and the Duck Sideline Reporter, getting down to Oregon Media Day today. I'm sure we'll have all sorts of audio and stuff to react to tomorrow. You know, like on the point of replacing guys and backfilling, I think this is one of those things, like if you follow the program closely enough, you could look at the headline of certain guys leaving for the NFL and think, oh God, how could they possibly replace them? But then if you follow recruiting and roster building, you're like, all right, I know the guy behind that guy, and he looks like he's going to be an absolute stud. Like on that point, I'm just curious, who are the young guys that you're most excited to get a chance to talk to today? Like, I'll never forget my first time last year, early in the year, seeing a guy like Elijah rushing on the sideline and being like, oh my God, you don't see defensive linemen like that. And you, like, if that guy puts on a few pounds as a true freshman, he's going to be an absolute monster. DeCorian Moore getting his first media day today, the number one wide receiver in the country. Who are some of the young guys that you're excited to get a chance to get to know a little bit more about today?
I think Amari Washington is one. And when we talk about having to replace Jordan Birch and Jamari Caldwell, Derek Harmon, who all are in the NFL now and highly drafted, I mean, those are big shoes to fill. But what makes it easier is when you have a guy like Elijah Rushing is a great example of this. The edges are stacked in Eugene. When you have Mateo Uiagalelei, you have Tatum Tuioti, who I don't think got nearly enough credit or love for just being the disruptor that he was last year, because Uiagalelei was a guy leading the Big Ten in sacks last year. But then Blake Purchase is a name on the edge that he played as a true freshman and then redshirted last year. And so you're looking at a redshirt sophomore and Blake Purchase on that edge. And when you have guys, when you're four deep on that edge like they are with Rushing, Tuioti, Purchase, and Uiagalelei, that makes it a whole lot easier to build and kind of grow that interior defensive line. And Amari Washington is a guy I'm really excited for. I'm excited to hear from Dylan Thienemann, the transfer from Purdue. I mean, anybody that watched that Purdue game last year, you saw that guy, the only guy making plays on that entire team was Thienemann, right? And seeing guys that like him come in through the transfer portal, Darren Johnson, the corner from Northwestern as well, excited to hear from him for the first time today and kind of see what kind of person he is. And then Makai Hughes, the running back from Tulane, you know, this is the first time in the big gaggle of reporters that we're going to be able to hear from a lot of these guys. We heard from them during spring ball, but now they've kind of had a chance to settle in. It's time to get the season going. I'm excited to see what those guys can bring, whether they're portal guys or guys that have been growing through this program, in front of, like, hey, fall camp is starting and there's a lot of excitement around the program.
Last one for you, Dustin. Obviously, you know it. We're against it. The receiver you think will lead that crew in receptions, who will be the number one receiver you think emerging for Oregon this year?
Look, I am really high on more high than other people are on this receiving core. Evan Stewart's injury is obviously a big one, but DeCorian Moore he's different, and he is twitchy. He's a big play receiver. From a yard standpoint, I could see him obviously leading this team in receptions. It's going to be by committee, though, from Justice Lowe, Jeremiah McClellan. Gary Bryant Jr. is that of Malik Benson, the transfer from Florida State by way of Alabama as well. But I think a lot of people are kind of overlooking how good this tight end room is going to be. And I wouldn't be surprised if, whether it's Jamari Johnson, the Louisville transfer, Kenyon Sadiq, or Rajah Saliapaga in that tight end room, you could see 13 personnel from this Oregon program because they are deep and there's a lot of belief, not just as blockers, but pass catchers as well. They've got a really good receiving room of tight ends. And when you're breaking in a younger quarterback in the way that Will Stein's offense goes, where it is layered and you have a guy that can take the top off of the defense with DeCorian Moore, that intermediate and shallow passing game is going to be huge. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if you see the tight ends getting a big bulk of receptions. And you saw with Terrence Ferguson just how important those tight ends were last year with Dylan Gabriel. I think when now that you have three guys that they believe in as receiving threats from the tight end position, you may see the tight end being the leading receiver for this Oregon team.
Yeah, I'm high on baby Brock Bowers. Excited to hear from him again today after Big Ten Media Days last week. He is the brand man himself, the Duck Insider, Duck Sideline Reporter. And I just realized I was going to shout out your Twitter handle. You got to change your bio, dude. It still says Danny and Dusty on 1080 AM.
What show is that?
What are we doing, fan man?
Dude, that's dead. That's dead and gone. It's now the firm of Harrison Meringue, and I know you can't get that right either on the Fan Sports Network, which also you can't get right either. We give you a fourth hour, and you just start mailing it in, Dirk. What is going on here?
I love it. Have fun down at Media Days, and I look forward to all the cool stuff that's going to come out of it. Football season will be here before we know it. Glad the signal is strong down I-5 South. Love to hear that. And have fun today, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, guys, it's awesome hearing you guys for a fourth hour, and you guys got breaking news on a Monday morning right at the top of that fourth hour. Nothing is better. You know, passing gives you guys a little nugget. I love it. All right, fellas, have a good one.
There you go. Dusty Era, our fearless leader here at 105.1 FM, The Fan. You asked a question there at the end. Look, it's almost like sometimes we know what we're doing. The synergy. What is the wide receiver room looking like going into camp? What is the update on Evan Stewart? Dan Lanning was asked about that last week. We'll play that for you and talk about maybe the biggest question mark, second biggest question mark, sans quarterback on the roster. That is up next.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in. Not a lot of time here, but one listener is saying we are kind of burying the lead today.
Art artist.
I mean, it's a great song. I'm not going to stop playing it. It's the we all sing along.
Beep, beep.
Yes.
You run your hands through your fro?
Every day.
Bouncing on 20 foes.
Every day, man.
Yeah.
That's how I get to work. Every day. CP bringing up a good point. A little concerned we're burying the lead. I started listening this morning and thinking it was a Tuesday because Jason Swigart is here.
Oh, the summer of swag, it's over.
It's ended early. So they said, you know, we got this thing called an FM flip going on, and we're going to go ahead and need you around here on Mondays.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and need you to come into the office.
You know what they did?
Hog them up, Sikorsky.
They got him in here, Bob. Summer swag's over.
Not a lot of time here, but I am curious about this storyline going into today. We'll get to a fun sports question to wrap up the show in a matter of moments.
The Deion thing is the biggest thing about the day right now.
Massive story coming out of 10. Maybe, maybe not.
Rumors all over the place.
Don't believe everything you read. We'll find out in 20 minutes. Yeah. We don't need to have the report 20 minutes for it. We'll all find out together in 20 minutes.
Let's do this. We're not going to do it.
No.
Let's let the proper people... legally able to communicate it.
Are you sure about that?
And that is the firm of Harrison Meringue.
The firm of Harrison Meringue will announce all the details you need coming up in 19
That's
minutes.
Good right there.
About what is going on with Deion Sanders. No, this was last week. So Dan Lanning does these little sidebar interviews when he's at Big Ten Media Day, right? And I was surprised there wasn't more on this on the big stage that people weren't at. Hey, wide receiver room, little bit of an unknown. Tez is gone. Evan Stewart, offseason injury. Like, what, new quarterback? What's the wide receiver room look like?
What did you make? I know you want to get this clip.
Yeah.
What do you make of the big stages, because I found the big stage to be the secondary stage for media days, and that was a weird takeaway for me.
It was, because you only have a 15-minute window,
yeah.
And so it depends on how much of the time you use up on your own. PJ Fleck, again, a coach who I would be okay with, used up the entire time, and they didn't have to take any questions. So, and then Jonathan Smith, who's not very good in front of people in public speaking, could only talk for like 4 minutes and then was like, you got any questions?
But the questions are always kind of odd. I'm like, that's the question? That's your question of all the questions.
Maybe this is why we need to be there next year. Anyways, he was asked about the wide receiver room, especially Evan Stewart and his injury, and here is his answer.
Yeah, he's going to be down for a while. And, I don't want to put a timeline on Evan. I don't know how long that'll be, but, you know, he's in the road to recovery, and, you know, he's done a lot for the Ducks. We love having him be a part of our team, and hopefully at some point he can make an impact for us, but I don't know exactly what that looks like for Evan.
How do you feel like the rest of the receivers are maybe filling that void that he leaves?
Yeah, we're about to find out this next week when it kicks off.
Right.
I feel great about the group of guys that we have there. I think we have a lot of guys that can play winning football. Evan had a huge role for us, so somebody's going to get an opportunity. They're going to have an opportunity to step up and make some plays, but I think we have a group that can do that.
Our first use of the cliche, next man up. You know, football season's here. Dusty says he's not concerned. I think it's one of the bigger storylines going into media day today, about what do those guys say? How's the room look? It's a major question mark. Doesn't mean it has to be a problem for him, but going into the year, it is a major question mark for them.
That audio of courtesy of SI as well. I mean, look, I totally get why it would be a concern. It was a bummer to lose Evan Stewart last year for the
Rose Bowl.
He
did not
game.
Play against Ohio State randomly.
Against Ohio State. You have a little bit of experience.
Yeah, Justice Lowe's played. Gary Bryant didn't play a ton, but he's back.
But
after that, then you're into the Kyle Caspers, the Jeremiah McClellans, freshman DeCorian Moore.
I mean, is Jerion Dickey going to play?
Maybe,
I mean,
it's Jerion Dickey.
Ever going to play? I don't know. I feel like that's becoming a... I almost think he's become a myth. And not a real person.
He's got a bit of a Ty Thompson vibe to him right now, where it's like he was incredibly highly touted coming out. They've also got other highly touted guys around him, so you don't necessarily need him. But I'm done expecting big things, because if you can't do it in 2 years, I don't know what to think.
I mean, but also the way that offense is structured, what we've seen in the past from two different quarterbacks now in this era is Kenyon Sadiq. I think they're going to really rely on that. Like, let's get him some five out, you know, little throws, dump off, and make some yak stuff happen. And then also the run game. We know heavily the run game and how vital that is for them. It's not that Gary Bryant can't do it. It's not whether DeCorian Moore is ready for that burden or Justice Lowe, whoever. It is, to me, it's about, can the leaders or the obvious front men of the offense do their job? Because if they are, I think that group can come along as the season progresses. And that is a group, to Dusty's point, that maybe by week 4, week 5, you start to go, it's fine. Maybe it's not the most talented room of all time, but, DeCorian is awesome, and Gary Bryant's doing enough, and Kenyon Sadiq is living up to the hype, the run game's producing. Like, I think there's really that kind of in the air for Oregon right now, despite all the questions of the receiving group, is just that they can actually be brought along slowly,
get through non-conference. What's their first Big Ten game?
First Big Ten game is Northwestern.
I mean, yeah,
on the road.
You could really get through your first 4 weeks of your season and say, it hasn't been stellar, but 4 weeks is a lot of time for these guys. Plus, you got Evan Stewart in those rooms, in those meetings, in those film sessions.
That was their offensive line last year. Remember how bad it looked earlier in the year?
You know what? Thank you. That's exactly what I would say.
Okay, they kind of figured it out as the season went on.
The offensive line struggled against Idaho, and then after Oregon State, and going on after that, it was like, oh, they're okay. That's a good group.
Yeah, I think the biggest question is, can you survive if you don't have a number one? Maybe that's Kenyon Sadiq. Maybe it's DeCorian Moore. Maybe Justice Lowe has a breakout year. But if you do, like, Tez Johnson was a game changer for them on the outside last year. Evan Stewart had his moments. But Tez was until he got hurt at Michigan.
Yeah.
Just a massive, massive playmaker. And so do you have that guy? Can you survive without it? It's a big question mark going into Media Day today. And Dusty will be down there. I'm sure we'll have all sorts of audio and talking points coming out of Oregon's Media Day as they get ready to open up camp, as does Oregon State this week. Let's wrap it up with, would this be the weirdest lie of all time? And big news, it's on the horizon 15 minutes from now. We'll close it up on a Monday next, 105.1 FM, The Fan. All right, welcome back in, 9:50. We got a player suspended in Major League Baseball, Swag. Tell us more, what's going on?
Big breaking news.
What's coming across the wire?
Not suspended yet.
Okay.
So Jeff Passan, ESPN.
Jeff Passan's having himself a hell of a morning.
Himself a hell of a Monday. Cleveland Guardians closer, Emmanuel Clase, is on the non-disciplinary suspended list. Rumors that the big MLB investigation into sports gambling.
Uh-oh.
His name has popped up now.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I like money. That's, you know what? I don't like jokes.
So he's got a 3.23 ERA and 24 saves on the season for the Guardians, who...
He's not quite what he was maybe a year or two ago, but a hot commodity, potentially.
But he's definitely their ninth inning guy to shut it down.
He's definitely their
closer. Dodgers really want him. There's rumors on the streets.
Probably. Yeah. Not so much anymore. They got 3 days to find another closer on the market.
They also just went through a gambling situation with the guy they signed in free agency for no money.
They did, yeah, who's somehow playing for a dollar a year.
He's in prison now.
Somehow.
Yeah, because he had nothing.
He had no knowledge of it whatsoever. He had no clue. He didn't do anything that was illegal or questionable.
Can you bring
all
this up before we sign off to the Harris of the firm of Harris and Marang?
The firm of Harris and Marang will have some questions to answer at the start of their show, as in, do they root for cheaters? And do they root for people who are rigging the game of baseball?
They might be.
We'll find out coming up in a matter of moments.
No, I'm talking about the quarterback thing that you were teasing.
The Aaron Rodgers thing?
Please, we have to.
So he did an interview. The headline that went viral from his interview, did you see what Terry, we played it, I think, what happened, but Terry Bradshaw had that clip.
Bradshaw hates him.
He was like, go eat bark in California, we don't want you. And that was before he signed in Pittsburgh, and then he signed in Pittsburgh, and now it's like, I'm sure everybody will be kumbaya as Swag walks away with his microphone still on.
Just because Jeff Russ needs to be heard.
There we go. I couldn't see him over there. He's still there. Anyways, in the same interview, he was asked, Aaron Rodgers was, about his wife.
Who we still don't know her name.
We don't.
And every photo.
They got married this offseason. Because he showed up with a ring.
Did he?
He's wearing a ring on his left hand.
I have questions.
And he, I think it was with Kyle Brandt. He gushed about his incredible wife and how she has become his rock.
Yeah.
Nobody. And I mean nobody.
Knows her name.
Knows her name, has seen a photo or any sort of shred of proof that Aaron Rodgers has a significant other. There were paparazzi photos of him at a beach a couple of weeks ago.
Solo dolo.
And he was by himself.
Nobody with him.
And nobody with him.
At his Malibu estate.
Your former co-host, Lucy Burge, who might be playing a big role on our show in this fall. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
She just had a tweet saying he's married to the game, man.
I love that.
He put a ring on. He's married. He doesn't have a wife. He's married to the game of football.
This would be, and I'm not sure... Look, listeners can always help with this stuff.
This would be
this is the most unnecessary athlete lie of all time we find out he's not actually married.
If this comes out like halfway through the year, he just stops wearing a ring and just like all of a sudden we find out the dude's never been married. One of the crazier things.
What did you do that for?
Why?
To shift a narrative or to make you look normal?
Make you seem like more of an adult? I'm very confused by
that. I'll tell you right now, if I'm inside that Steeler organization in mid-November, we're like sub 500 or hovering around there, and some like big TMZ-like report comes out that Aaron Rodgers is actually not legally married, I'm releasing him. I'm done.
I think so, too.
Like, why would you...
That's the biggest red flag. Like, to lie about something of that magnitude for no reason or benefit whatsoever. Do you think anybody's going to think of you differently? Look, he's not lying, but what if he is?
Okay, I'm going to ask you seriously.
Yeah.
We've known each other for some time.
For a long time.
We're cool.
Yeah.
You find out that I'm not married.
After all of this, you've been lying. It's all been a ruse.
It's just fake.
I mean, you couldn't do that because we've been on trips. Like, our families have been on trips together.
But, like, if we've known each other this long and you find out I'm a good friend of yours.
It would freak me out.
Like, one of your best friends.
I would question everything I know about you and worry, like, sleep with an eye open. Like, this would be like, I'm trying to think of somebody.
I don't think we're friends anymore because, like, I didn't go to your wedding and that was weird to me.
Yeah. Well, we got
in this hypothetical.
In the hypothetical, yeah.
And then you just tell me you're married, but you don't tell me your name?
It should be like finding out Schulte's not actually married. You're like, wait, what? Just kidding. Just joking. Just joshing around, guys.
It was all a joke.
That would be like, he's not. He obviously is actually married, but that's to the point of why would you lie about that? Well,
I need this to be true. I need him to not be married.
I hope that it's true.
It would be such a weird end to a career.
Talk about things going off the rails for Rodgers in his career to what's happened the last couple of years would be wild. We'll find out in a matter of moments what's going on with Deion Sanders. He's got a press conference. There's all sorts of news out there about what's going to be announced. Don't believe anything you read on the internet.
A lot of rumors right now.
It's the internet. He's going to answer them here in a matter of moments. The firm of Harrison Marang will answer those questions for you. Jeff Russ is in there changing the TV channel, getting all excited. Guys, Johnny Utah shirt on.
Marang is scarfing down a burrito right now. He's like, I got to go on air, man. I'm not trying to starve.
Have fun with that poop break halfway through the show, Harris. It should be fun. You'll do a couple of solo segments.
Should be a good show.
That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of it, go check the podcast, 1051FMTheFan.com. There's no FM in there, but you get the point. At Turton Sprague on Twitter, at 1051TheFan on Twitter. We'll tweet it out here as soon as we are done. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harris and Marang is next. You're listening to 1051FM The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.